Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Vagsters. So, in honor of National Masturbation Month, I figured I would take this show to the streets. And I know how much you guys love touching yourselves, so I figured we'll talk about how real people masturbate. Now, this topic always seems to be very hush-hush and taboo when it comes up in conversation. Nobody seems to want to admit that they pleasure themselves. And I'll be the first one to raise my hand and admit that I do, because there's no shame in my game. So what I did was I polled real people and talked to them about how they masturbate, if they pull out all the stops, do they set the mood, is there anything special or ritualistic that people do when it's time to pleasure themselves. And I got quite a few responses, and some of them were pretty unique, so I wanted to share them with you. I'm also going to list some health information, of course, I have to school you guys, in the blog post as well, vforvag.com. But I just want to make sure that you know it's completely normal to touch yourself or please yourself, however you choose to do it. And everybody has their own unique way. One person said that he strokes out to rest. I can attest to that. I am a chronic sufferer of insomnia, and I have found that it helps to not only release endorphins that help me go to sleep, but it kind of calms my mind a little bit, so it's not racing so much at night when I'm trying to go to bed. So that made perfect sense to me. I have another young lady here who started off her explanation with stating that she has sexual issues. She mentioned that she reaches orgasm way too easily, and if she doesn't rub one out after a few days, she'll have wet dreams, or she'll become extremely sexually heightened and find herself very anxious, I guess you could say. She mentioned that she tries not to masturbate often unless she has time, because it's like an addiction where she can't stop. She said, I don't need to set the mood per se because I'm always in the mood unless I'm angry or depressed. I don't flirt a lot because I get turned on. My sexuality scares me and sometimes the person that I'm with. So as you can see, there are various reasons why people masturbate. Some people do it to take the edge off when it comes to sexual frustration. Some people do it to tide them over until they're able to have sex. Some people do it because they want to go to bed. So it's definitely normal, no matter what your reasoning is. Who else? Another young lady said, no mood setting. I just get to rubbing and pull out a toy or bullet. But no penetration. Normal as well. Some women will find that they pleasure themselves better with clitoral stimulation as opposed to penetrating, and they may reserve that strictly for actual sex. Another gentleman said, I rub them out to help me sleep sometimes and to keep myself from smashing the wrong woman. Once again, various reasons for doing what we do. And that is a very valid reason if you find that you may be sleeping with individuals that are not necessarily your desired type. I ain't got no type. Just kidding. Let's see, who else? Another young lady mentioned that she watches SportsCenter while she rubs one out. So I guess that's her ritual. She winds down, she puts on her SportsCenter, ESPN, and she takes care of business. One gentleman said he lights candles and puts out rose petals when he masturbates. I think he was joking. Nobody has time for that. Another gentleman said it's usually when I'm in the mood and there's nobody to say come over or let me come over there. It does help a lot when you're about to make a call to someone you know is not going to make you feel satisfied when it's over. I'm not really sure why you would even be engaging in sexual activity with someone who's not going to please you, but another episode. Another young lady said, my fingers only to whatever porn I'm in the mood for. I like that. And another gentleman said, I light candles and shit too. Set the mood really sexy. I think some of you people are toying with me with these responses. However, I do find that I light candles if I'm home alone too. So I guess guys can do it too. Why not? Another young lady said, I have a different orgasm with my toy than when I use my hands. I use my toy when I'm in a hurry, which is usually. And once again, that is completely normal. The vibration from vibrators is much more rapid than what most hands can do. So if you are trying to get your rocks off quickly and efficiently, then a toy tends to be the go-to method, or shower head, or water spout in the tub. Just a little free suggestion there. Another young lady said, I either tickle the pearl or use my shower head, so she's one step ahead of me there. And another young lady agreed, she aquabates, and that's a very nice phrase for it, more than she rubs it out. So she chooses the water method as opposed to manually doing it herself. Another young lady said, I don't masturbate often, always had penis, so I never felt the need. At 28, I started. It was a bit addictive. Spent an entire day eating fruit, masturbating, and passing out, and it was awesome. I just want to note, I'm 27, so that was not me who said that. And another young lady said, lesbian porn, that's it. So I guess that answers her portion of the question. But that just goes to show you that you're not alone when it comes to, well, you are usually alone when you're masturbating, but there are other people out there who are pleasing themselves for various reasons. It's not unusual for you to be sitting in a room and a large majority of the individuals in the room with you are masturbators, because at the end of the day, sex with an individual or another human being is not always readily available, and some people have needs that they want to fulfill. And if you are, like most human beings, you want that need to be taken care of so that you're not exerting that energy onto other people that you encounter. So there's nothing wrong with it. Yes, there are many different religious and political personal reasons why people choose not to masturbate, but if you do decide to do so, keep in mind you're not hurting anyone, you're having sex with someone you love, you're keeping yourself away from increasing your body count and adding unnecessary sexual partners, and not to mention you're protecting yourself from disease. So plenty of reasons why you should do it, and I'm definitely an advocate for that. But I do appreciate you guys taking the time out to listen to my podcast. And yes, I could make it into a live show, but I'm not ready. I'm super shy, and I really find it easier for me to say what I need to say and then get the feedback later on. So maybe in the next few months I'll turn it into an actual live show and share the link with you guys. But until then, I really, really appreciate everyone who tunes in and listens to my podcast, however random they are. And I'll try not to ramble on the next one. I've got my voice back, so I feel like talking again. But if you guys have any questions, any comments that you'd like to share anonymously, please feel free to comment under the blog or under the podcast post, or you can email me, Kimmy, K-I-M-I, at vforvag.com. I'll be sharing the link on all my social media pages, so wherever you see me, feel free to say hi. I know most people on Facebook will not admit to this conversation since their real names are being used, but feel free to join in on the conversation on whatever platform you choose, and that way you can show somebody else that they are not a weirdo, and it's not strange to rub one out every so often. Once again, I do thank you guys for listening. I'll be uploading the next podcast in a couple of days. We've got a giveaway coming up for another Adam and Eve product. So stay tuned and check out my Instagram at Kimmy, K-I-M-I underscore Lavage. I'll be posting the details on the giveaway really soon. So badge out, you guys, and be safe.